Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We wanted to talk about the Amherst Bear. This is obviously getting a lot of buzz around here. Mm-hmm. Now, the SPCA doesn't deal with bear, but you probably have some pointers for people.
Actually, you know, if called upon, we could.
Okay.
But we haven't been called upon yet. It doesn't sound like there's been an incident. And, you know, we have to echo what the Amherst police have been saying. Don't go near the bear. Don't yell. Don't surround him and try to take pictures. I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, we had a bear in the, I think it was in the Amherst area, and the bear became very agitated because there were a lot of people as though he were in a zoo, and people were taking pictures and yelling and making noise. And because the bear became agitated, he became dangerous. So it's best to just stay away. The one thing we do have to point out is that bears, they have very good memories. And if you've got some bird seed out or if you've got food out, maybe you're feeding community cats in your area. If you're in the area that the bear happens to be frequenting, remove that food. Because if you don't, and the bear knows that there's going to be a food source and a continuing food source, you know, they remember and they won't move on.
Or if you yell an insult at them.
That, you know, remembers. They get a little upset over that. That agitates them too.
Yeah, they'll come back around. But
rightfully so.
It seems like common sense. Don't go up near the bear. But a lot of people, I mean, they look at the bear and they're like, oh, wow, what a cute little bear. You know, it seems so fun. Yeah. That's actually what a lot of people think.
That's right. The last time there were reports of people bringing their children to see the bear in Amherst and taking pictures. And of course, the children are a little louder and they're exclaiming over the bear and they're excited and delighted. And all of this is what agitates these animals.
Where do you think the bear is headed?
It's hard to say. They usually say when bears are sighted in these areas that they don't frequent, they're usually migrating from one place to another. They have bears in Allegheny. They've got bears in Letchworth. I don't know where this particular bear is headed. We haven't spoken, but I'm not exactly sure. You know, they're going from point A to point B. Chances are he won't take up residency unless there is a continuing food source. Then they figure, why keep going? I can live happily right here. So get the food out.
I remember in the past with bear showing up in suburban communities that sometimes they tranquilize them and move them.
Mm-hmm.
But
very
in
possible.
This case, I mean, the Amherst police took pictures of him last night. They were pretty close to him. They must just be monitoring him as he makes his way.
Because there may be no need to tranquilize him. As long as people are staying away, as long as the bear keeps moving, you know, if the bear takes up residency somewhere, now we've got a different issue. But as long as the bear's moving, you know, I haven't spoken with the police officers. I don't know what their plan is. They haven't called us yet, but we're ready to go if they do.
Okay, well, good to know that everything's kind of under control. Let the bear go to wherever he's, you know, headed to.
Wherever he's going.
We don't know where exactly that is, but it's probably not your house unless you leave out food for
him. Hopefully not.
All right. But while you're looking for the bear, be sure you go to the SPCA and you look for a new friend like the one we have here.
It's
and I have to
Moose.
Tell you, I mean, Moose, you've brought in a few dogs, most of them very well behaved. I think Moose is maybe the best one you've brought in so far.
It really He is.
Rolling around the floor. Yeah. He's turning it on as though he were on television. We just tweeted a picture of him rolling on the floor. He's just loving this today.
All right. Well, he knows when the mics are on to put on a good show. But even when they were off, he was still a friendly guy, too. Check out Moose at the SPCA. They open their doors at 11 this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.